Have you seen this epic new Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise movie? You haven't? Well, actually, no one has, because it's not real. But take a look at this AI-generated clip. It's created using a platform called Seedance 2.0. It's an AI tool from the Chinese-owned company ByteDance. It went viral last week, sparking a fiery debate between Hollywood and the multi-billion dollar tech industry. That is not Tom Cruise, and that is not Brad Pitt, but it sure looks like both of them. Let's talk about this with Sean Astin. He's the president of the entertainment union SAG-AFTRA. You might remember him, of course, from so many movies, The Goonies, Rudy, Lord of the Rings. Your union released a statement Friday condemning the clip and ByteDance, saying, quote, SAG-AFTRA stands with the studios in condemning the blatant infringement enabled by ByteDance's new AI video model, Seedance 2.0. The infringement includes the unauthorized use of our members' voices and likenesses. This is unacceptable, and it undercuts the ability of human talent to earn a livelihood.
OpenAI had a similar issue, and they very quickly reinforced the idea that they had an opt-in policy, even though they were sort of in an opt-out modality, meaning performers can see themselves, Bryan Cranston can see himself and say, hey, that, you're not supposed to have that. And they go, oh, sorry, take it down. Or they can say, hey, Bryan Cranston, we want to use your image and likeness. Can I get your permission? And he'd have the opportunity to make that decision and get compensated for it and so forth. So we have an important piece of federal legislation called the No Fakes Act, which is in the Judiciary Committee now in the Senate. And it would enshrine that right to our own voice and likeness.